Instead of filing into courtrooms, judges, attorneys, defendants, and plaintiffs in some civil and criminal cases are now logging onto Skype. As WXXI's Beth Adams reports, it's a way to keep legal proceedings moving in the age of coronavirus.
The 7th Judicial District went virtual on Monday. That means only a handful of people are in an actual courtroom for legal proceedings. The rest are on a video conference call, and only for cases that are deemed essential. That includes matters such as criminal arraignments or applications for orders of protection.
Essentially, matters where if they're not heard by a judge during this time period, someone could be at risk of harm.
That's the 7th District's Administrative Judge Craig Doran. He says he feels for others whose cases are on hold because they don't meet this criteria.
You know, it might be, for example, an issue on visitation with a child. Perhaps they were hoping that they were going to be able to expand their visitation with their child, and because of what's happening in the community now, they're not able to do that.
Attorney John Getz says he understands the need to temporarily limit the types of cases that can be heard, but he would like to see more flexibility in the court calendar soon so the system won't be overwhelmed when courtrooms do open up again.
Because the worst thing that can happen, in my mind, is just having a floodgate open. Everybody's going to be teed up, and then having that floodgate open without any ability to kind of let some of the water out of the dam, so to speak.
Judge Doran sounded more optimistic. He says the degree to which judges, court personnel, and lawyers have adjusted to these unique challenges makes him believe they'll be able to handle the next transition when things return to normal. Beth Adams, WXXI News.